From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. If you're a parent with small children, summer is traditionally a time when there's lots for the kids to see at the multiplex. And that's not untrue this summer. But as we take a closer look this month at media for kids, our critic Bob Mondello has this warning. If you're searching for a film with a G rating, you may be out of luck.
2011 was a pretty good year for the G rating, what with Winnie the Pooh.
There they are.
Christopher Robin.
Rio.
You can't what?
Oh, can't fly.
Cars 2.
Lightning McQueen.
See at the race.
Yeah.
Chipwreck.
Alvin.
And Justin Bieber.
Never say never.
Altogether, 2 years ago, out of the more than 600 films submitted to the Motion Picture Association, 16 got rated G, the most in a decade. Last year, even if you counted re-releases, only 10 films got rated G. And this year, of the 250 films that have opened so far, not a single one has been rated G. Not one. Which is not to suggest there haven't been family-friendly films this year. They're just rated PG.
The royal treasure of Oz. It belongs to you. But only after you defeat the Wicked Witch.
Just how wicked is she?
A bit of digital violence, a womanizing leading man, and Oz becomes a place where parental guidance is suggested. What's happened to the G rating? Well, let's start with what it is. In the words of the Motion Picture Association, G is for general audiences, all ages admitted, meaning there is nothing in theme, language, nudity, sex, violence, or other matters that the rating board thinks would offend parents whose younger children view the picture.
Why don't you guys pick a movie? You're old enough to make your own decision.
Goodbye, Dave. And hello, ladies.
There was a time before the rating system started in the 1960s when virtually all Hollywood movies would have qualified for a G. Back then, to avoid government censorship, the film studios subscribed to the don'ts and be carefuls of the Hays Code, which was drawn up in 1930.
The code sets up high standards of performance. It states the considerations which good taste and community value make necessary in this universal form of entertainment.
Those considerations specified that no picture should ever lower the moral standards of those who see it. They banned nudity, sex, and violence, as well as the mocking of religion, illegal drug use, and one thing that would be fine in a G-rated film today, interracial romance. Also banned, revenge plots, and of course, rough language, which is why Gone with the Wind, the most popular picture ever made, stirred up controversy with that famous last scene.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Startling stuff in 1939, though by the time the film was finally assigned a rating in the 1970s, community standards had loosened up enough that it still got a G. That was also true of Ben-Hur when it was re-released, despite the whippings and chariot races, and Liz Taylor's sultry Cleopatra, and a lot of pictures aimed at adults at first. But when the ratings got better established, G films went from being films for general audiences to being films for children. And once children got wind of that, they didn't want to see them.
No, 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 no!
Film studios quickly discovered that for films aimed at more than tiny tots, it was wise to spice up that uncool G with a little suspense or language to get the PG that was more attractive to hip 11-year-olds.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
These days, with virtually all live-action blockbusters rated PG or PG-13, the G represents a ghetto largely made up of nature films and animation. And not all animation, either. Shrek, Hollywood's biggest animated franchise, and a film that makes being gross a point of style, is rated PG.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks!
It's not that a G rating gets in the way of making money. Pixar Disney has figured out the formula. They've had the top-ranked G-rated film every year but one in the last decade, from Ratatouille and WALL-E to Princess and the Frog and Tangled. But other studios aiming at kids' audiences have done just as well, if not better, without the G. Every one of the big animated franchises not made by Pixar Disney is rated PG, including Despicable Me, Ice Age, Kung Fu Panda, and Madagascar. And Pixar goes there too, with the likes of The Incredibles, Brave, and Up. G may still mean suitable for general audiences, but parents seem to have decided it means suitable for babies. And that means even animation is trending away from the G. I'm Bob Mondello.